is the rental and housing crisis in our city the number one issue facing our region? The vacancy rate is below 1%. The latest figure I saw was 0.5%. 0.5% of rental properties available in Cairns. Absolutely insane. And I see on social media almost every other day, desperate families, desperate people, single mothers, posting about the need for housing. It's got to the point now, I kid you not, there are people living in tents. There are people, including those with young children, who've been forced to live in tents at caravan parks because they cannot find a place to rent. It is absolutely out of control. And I don't know that governments, either state or federal, even our local council, are talking about this issue enough. I certainly haven't seen many solutions put forward. But there are so many factors involved. There are so many stakeholders involved. And one of those is the Property Investment Professionals of Australia. It's a national body who, as the name suggests, represent property investors. I put in a call to the chair of the Property Investment Professionals of Australia, Pippa. Her name is Nicola McDougall, and she joins me on the line now. First of all, you heard my introduction there. You've got, a national view, a Queensland-wide view as well. Is the situation as bad as what people affected are saying it is?
Oh, 100%, Gavin. Thanks for having me on. Certainly national-wide perspective, the situation is a crisis pretty much everywhere, myself included. I'm a Sunshine Coast resident, so clearly the situation on the Sunshine Coast replicated up there in Cairns as well. Similar unfortunate stories where we have people that have nowhere to live because, you know, the vacancy rates we're seeing are well below 1%. And just to put it in perspective, I guess, when we talk about vacancy rates, it's all fair and good for those of us in the industry know what that means, right? But a percentage of around about 3% is generally accepted as the equilibrium point of supply and demand for a vacancy rate in the rental market. So anything below 3%, we are moving into undersupply territory. Anything above, oversupply. So when we're talking about vacancy rates being 1% or below, I believe in Cairns it's around about
0.5%. That's right.
I think in the Sunshine Coast it's even less than that, maybe even towards 0.3. So when you're looking at a vacancy rate of that low level, we're fundamentally talking about pretty much no rental properties being available at a given point in time. So that's the situation, and it's a situation that has been on the cards, unfortunately, for several years, and it's a crisis that will actually take quite some time to remedy, unfortunately.
I read a fairly, it was quite distressing to read, in fact, but a single mum, two kids, she is literally at her wit's end. She's saying that she has, at this point, applied for 46 rental properties. 46. And for whatever reason, she hasn't got across the line, maybe because there are just so many applicants per property. But, geez, when it gets to that point, Nicola, it's absolutely insane. Let's talk a little bit about what would you like to see happen? There is a new federal government in place. You put a call out to say that this new Albanese government does need to jump on this and address it from a national federal perspective. Your thoughts, Nicola? What would you like to see happen here?
Well, I think, as I mentioned just before, the writing was on the wall, unfortunately, from about 2017 when some lending restrictions were put in place nationwide, which made it much more difficult for investors to secure finance. So you can actually, when you look at the data, when you read the data as we do, as I do, you can actually start to see vacancy rates nationwide start to fall from that point, because investors couldn't secure finance because at the time it was deemed that the Sydney property market was too hot. Obviously, in hindsight, it wasn't actually that bad. So what we saw for year after year after year was the volume of investment activity continue to fall. At the start of COVID, the proportion of investors in the market hit a record low of around about 22%. Now, to put that in perspective, the long-term average proportion of investors in the market is 34.9%.
Mm.
So we had investment activity just trend down year after year after year. And fundamentally what that means is that we didn't have, you know, the historical number of investment properties added to supply every year just didn't happen. So even before COVID, we actually had just, I guess, investors just not being active in the market, and therefore we didn't have that new supply of rental properties hit the market either.
And it is private investors, mum and dad investors, who are going to have to help address this problem, as you've outlined. And I mean, have property investors been almost demonised to some extent from some quarters?
100%. You know, I was actually part of the, I was invited to Canberra before the 2019 federal election when they were on the table a Labor policy of the removal of negative gearing. So as part of, I was on the board of PIPA. I've been on the board for 8 years. We were you know, down there as part of the round table discussing the importance of negative gearing at that point. Obviously that didn't come into play, but I believe that the threat of that was enough to continue that downward spiral of investors. And also what we had at the start of COVID, obviously it was unprecedented time, but for a short period of time, it seemed like it was going to be asked of investors to provide, continue to provide free housing for renters. And clearly that never came to pass, you know, across the country. But even the threat of that, I suppose, or the potential that that may happen, I think personally and anecdotally was part of the reason why we have seen, you know, a number of investors sell their holdings over the last couple of years. Clearly, it could have been because they were taking advantage of rising market conditions. And certainly here in Queensland, myself, an investor, and, you know, prior to the pandemic, we hadn't really seen much price growth rental growth
That's right.
Best part of a decade. So I do know personally, myself included, of a number of investors who took the opportunity to offload their assets during the last year or two. For whatever reasons, were there reasons? It could have been rising market. It could have been, you know what, I'm sick of being the punching bag here. It could be that they decided that, you know, when that very brief moment where there was possibly the potential that they mightn't have to provide housing for renters during the pandemic, that might have been enough motivation. So we have a number of headwinds there that may have, you know, motivated some investors to decide that, you know what, this is, I don't want to be in this situation again, or I haven't had any growth here in Queensland for 10 years. I'm going to exit the market now. And I think that's part of the reason why we have such an undersupply of rental properties at the moment as well.
And as you point out, more than 70% of investors own just one property. So, you know, let's not go too far in demonising investors.
90% own two.
There you go.
90%
there
own
you go.
Two. We're and not, and yeah. the last, sorry to cut in, but this is really a bugbear of mine. The last census data showed that 15,000 investors in Australia own six or more properties. So when we see these, you know, mass media stories calling, you know, all of these landlords that seemingly own dozens and dozens of properties.
Well, and some political parties, the Greens in particular, seem to demonise greedy, as they call them, property owners. But anyway, but as again, as you say, they provide rental housing for millions of Australians. So we need to be a little bit more, you know, a little bit more respectful, a little bit more careful about how we talk about our investors. PIPA Chair Nicola McDougall, thanks so much. A great update.
Thanks, Gavin. Thanks for having me.